listening to Chasing Prophecy Radio, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. On UPRN Talk Radio, FM 107.7 in New Orleans and FM 105.3 in Mississippi.
If it's unexplainable, we're talking about it.
Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, we cover everything where the unknown becomes the known. And now here are your hosts, Jenny Nicasio and Tom Callaway.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Chasing Prophecy. We are broadcasting live on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 105.3 on the Gulf Coast and 107.7 FM in New Orleans, the UPRN Facebook and YouTube page, and Chasing Prophecy's Facebook and YouTube page. We're also on Roku TV, so check us out there. Also, our archives on Spotify as well. And today we have a wonderful show. There's Jenny right there. Hello. And I was just doing the read right now of everything. So how are you doing?
Not good, because everything's screwed up in here for some reason. My camera, everything's messed up.
Oh, I don't know. No.
Yeah, I got to see if I can fix this.
All right. No problem there.
I'm going to go hide.
So how's everybody doing out there in internet radio land? Everybody doing well? We have a wonderful show for you today. We like to talk about everything and put a precedent really on everything that's current in the paranormal, conspiracy, you name it, world, anything that goes beyond the scope of normal, just like what we do today and what we do on our show. So what we have for you today is a wonderful little peek behind the curtain. As many of you noticed, and a lot of you are podcast fans of other podcasts, not just ours, or radio shows, not just ours. One of the biggest ones, or probably the biggest one in terms of numbers out there, is the Joe Rogan podcast. And 4 days ago, he had a man who is quite, I guess, decisive. Some is the proper word. Some people love him. Some people hate him. Some people tolerate him. Some people just don't like him. But he's the gambit between like and dislike. There's people on every end of that spectrum. So when you have his name is Tucker Carlson, and when you have Tucker Carlson coming on Joe Rogan, you have a couple of like-minded individuals who really they put our interests, you know, first. They do. You may disagree with some of their stances, and believe me, I don't stand on all issues with Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. You know, we are independent free thinkers, and we can make our own decisions about everything. But when he went on that podcast, I saw a different side of Tucker. I saw a different side of Joe. I saw somebody who does have the interests of the general public in mind, and people who have fought against certain shadow organizations within our own government. And I, you know, I guess I can use the quotations there and things like that. Sorry if anyone's watching me on Roku, I seem to have a fuzz somewhere, but nah, it's off there. There we go. But he's talking to, you don't stick around in media for that long without knowing a few things. That's basically how I'll put that. This interview went on for over 3 hours. It is a wonderful, anybody who's a fan of our show, please go and watch that, because there's a lot that's talked about, and it hits you right away. There's no getting into it. Oh, skip to this part, skip to that part. They get right into it. And the first part that they get into is Project Kona Blue, or Project Aqua, depending on who you talk to and where it could be. And if you don't know, Kona Blue is the code name for our UFO retrieval and biologics testing program with the U.S. government. this report came out from the AARO, or All Anomalous Research Organization, which is our own government's one. You also have ATIP, who's involved in this. But what this really, what struck me as odd about this is, you know, when you watch a show, Tucker talks about somebody who sent him a message, a high-ranking member in our you know, military. And he sent him this message to say he thinks that this Project Kona was leaked accidentally. What do you mean by accidentally? First of all, when we talk about leaks, this isn't a Julian Assange, you know, 2013, 2014, whatever it could be, whenever it was. This is our government here leaking, or maybe trying to bury the lead. You use your thoughts, not mine, to bury this so people don't understand how far deep this goes. I'm going to read you a couple of pieces because I have the document right here. I used my channels, I used my connections, and I got an actual report of this. So you're going to hear from myself and Jenny, word for word, what's going to be on this report. And this report, mind you, this report should not have been declassified. If this was me, and you know how I'm about disclosure and all of that kind of thing, I wouldn't have leaked this myself. I really wouldn't have. There's some interesting things in there, and including talking about studies on consciousness, studies on interdimensional travel, things that you, me, the community that we belong to really want to go and have people talk about. Well, this is it. This is actually what's going on. It's incredible. So I have to think this was leaked out there. I have to think that this is, this wasn't put out there on purpose. And first off, Kona Blue, was brought to the AARO's attention by interviewees who claimed that it was sensitive Department of Homeland Security compartment to cover up the retrieval and exploitation of, quote, and I'm going to quote this, non-human biologics. Where have we heard that word before, non-human biologics? Well, if you remember, last summer with the disclosure hearings in David Grush, that's when we were first introduced to the NHB or non-human biologics. So this came out full 10 months after those hearings, and we are really, and I mean really, getting into it. What he was talking about there as a whistleblower in front of Congress, with people telling him you're nuts, you're crazy, this doesn't happen. Here's a confidential document that was just released and buried last month, talking about how the Department for Homeland Security is covering up the retrieval and exploitation of non-human biologics. So we can assume what exploitation is, right? We don't have to sugarcoat that word. That means using it for your own gain without paying anything, really. That's how I'm going to take that. We're using it for our own gain and what we can get out of it. Now, Kona Blue traces its origins to the DIA-managed AAWSAP and ATIP, AATIP program, which was funded through special appropriation and executed by its primary contractor, a private sector organization. DIA canceled the program in 2012 due to lack of merit of the utility of the deliverables. So they aren't saying they didn't have any, we didn't get any. They're saying there's a lack of merit there. Now let's read behind the lines, right? Let's read between the lines. The lack of merit doesn't tell me that it's not credible. The lack of merit means they don't know what the hell to do with it. That's what it means to me. They don't know how to do it, so they stopped the funding. And if they stopped the funding, then this is supposed to go away. Keep in mind, 2012, so this is 12 years ago. 11, 12 years ago. So they wanted to stop the funding. Now, when the DIA canceled this program, I'm sorry. So in section 4 of the report that I'm reading, I'll get to that in a little bit. While the official purpose of the ATIP was to conduct research into 12 areas of cutting edge science, they don't name what this cutting edge science is, but we can all imagine the contractor team and once at least one supportive government program manager also conducted UAP and paranormal research at the property owned by the private sector organization. That my friends, that is the whistleblower. That tells you everything you need to know. Where are their UAP and paranormal investigations combined with a government official and a high-ranking private sector organization? For all of those that are big Discovery Channel fans, yes, you are correct. That is the place known in Utah that we all know, that we all talk about. All right, Robert Bigelow owns it. You might know the one area, Blind Frog Ranch, but that is the same place that these people are looking on. This is the private and supportive government program manager that paranormal research out there. So what does that mean so far? What does that mean to you, to me? I guess it doesn't mean that much. But what it does mean to me is that we are being proven right every single day by each thing that gets declassified. So, Skinwalker Ranch, right? Skinwalker Ranch is just the tip of the iceberg. Skinwalker Ranch has validity. It has merit. Everything that those people, the civilians that have seen there, the civilians, the owners of the ranch that before Robert Bigelow bought it up, everything they said is now in a government document and proven that there was research at the property. When the DIA canceled this program, its supporters proposed to the Department of Homeland Security that they create and fund a new version of the AAW SAP or AATIP or ATIP is how I call it under SAP. This proposal would now be named Kona Blue, and it would restart UAP investigations, paranormal research, including, and I'm quoting here, human consciousness anomalies, and also reverse engineering any recovered off-world, quote, spacecraft that they hoped to acquire. This proposal gained some initial traction at the Department of Homeland Security to the point where a prospective special access program, or PSAP, PSAP, was officially requested to stand up this program, but it was eventually rejected by the Department of Homeland Security leadership for lacking merit. As demonstrated in a proposal package by statements from the originator, Senators Joe Lieberman and Harry Reid asked the PSAP, or the prospective special agent program, to be established with the promise of additional funding. This proposed Kona Blue lines of effort closely mirrored those conducted by the private sector organization for ATIP. So, this lack of merit, this lack of merit is a joke, first of all, right? And what I mean is they are so quick to deny even themselves, these agencies. If you think the government's in charge, I'm sorry to tell you, you're wrong, my friend. And Bob, great point. Reverse engineering, MRIs, fiber optics, Wi-Fi routers, high-speed motors, combustions, the ability to fly cross-country. A lot of those things have definitely been reverse engineered. And here I'm welcoming back Jenny.
Jenny. I'm sorry. I'm just having one of those. It's a full moon.
Well, I hear that. That's a true story too. But I know you've been listening. I first kicked off this topic with ATIP and let me just call it what it is, Jenny. How ballsy the federal government is to release something like this and expect us not to notice it.
Definitely. I don't know what's going on. It's kind of crazy and it's scary in the same token. Just like my camera is. I don't know.
Well, the camera's definitely working because I see you.
Yeah, it's really dark. None of my mechanical stuff's working. Not just in here, everywhere.
In your house too?
My dryer's broke. My Kirk doesn't work. The lawnmower broke.
Get out your EVP.
And I took out
get out a voice recorder.
I took out we took the cover off the pool. The heater's broke.
Oh, I know those can be expensive.
This is all in 2 days.
And now my camera doesn't work. Look how dark I am. The lighting's off. Everything's screwed up. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know. If you listen, did you listen to the Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan? And they're talking about these.
Oh, Cindy.
He called them spiritual. I call them demonic. I think there's something going on. I don't know about you guys, but hi, Cindy. Yeah. There seems to be something definitely going on, and the government's like covering up. And when they say that the government's known about this and they have some kind of an arrangement with them, with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Folks, we had a guest for you tonight, and we wanted to talk about this emphatically, because you are our loyal listeners. You are the people who make us do what we do. All of your comments, all of your wonderful interaction questions. We want to talk about this stuff because this is a big deal, Jenny. This is a huge deal for us.
Very big deal. Very big.
I honestly thought this is something I thought we might have never seen. This is something that I thought maybe we would see it later, years, you know, down the road, whatever you want to call it. But this is a huge deal. This report getting declassified and the government telling on itself, I have to believe it was a leak. I have to believe they didn't do this on purpose. And to have high-ranking members of our military, right, who are completely trustworthy, who have a normal life, and they live a life of no privacy, right? They live a life that everything's monitored because they know so much. For them to have sworn to secrecy on this, but the government just dump it online that anybody can read a PDF. Either they think we're stupider than we are, which is probably true, but they think we're stupid, or they think no one will believe us in our community. That's why, you know, Chris, Cindy, you, me, everybody who follow us, all of the thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands, let's be honest, we have 100,000s of listeners listening to us talk about this. Get out there. Talk to your congressman. Demand disclosure, okay? Because without you, we still have a representative government, at least for the time being. So if they're not doing what you want, you organize and you vote them out. And when the power's in the people's hands, the government trembles. But see, I'm coming to the realization, Jenny, that I don't know if the government is even the creator of this, is even the sector behind this. I think it might be these shadow agencies, these shadow private contractors that are controlling this. What do you think about that?
Well, we all know who's controlling it. If you think about it, it's the people who have the money. Okay. Yeah. And they have something to gain because think about it. They're all evil. Now, some people might think that I'm just being a conspiracy theorist. Maybe I am, but they're all the Rothschilds, all of them, Rockefellers, yeah. They have money and come on. Even if you think about entertainment people now, okay. The most recent one was Diddy, whatever his name is, P. Diddy or whatever.
Now, that's the latest one to come out.
And he has a whole list of people that's involved in this. It's just not a few.
No, you're right. There's no, when you get to, all right, somebody goes rob somebody, you know, that's a one-off thing. That's a one-on-one type of thing. But when you get to mass evil and mass corruption, it's never one person. And I don't care who says it's one person. It's never just one person. It's a whole culture of this, right? And one thing that I really took away, and I want to ask you this part that I really took away from the Tucker Carlson is after we got past ATIP and things like that, he was talking and he didn't reveal his name, which I get it, you know, you probably can't, but he didn't reveal his name, but he said a high ranking government elected official. So this has to be governor. This has to be senator or a representative, right? And a high ranking means federal, not a state or a local guy. Right. So one of those, and he said, do you remember the part where he said, I was yelling in my kitchen just the other week and my dogs were going crazy because I never yell. And Tucker seems like a subdued guy. It would take a lot to rile him up type of thing. And he was talking and he said, all of these people are being controlled by not the people that should be controlling them. You and me, the people that vote, they're being controlled by outside forces that are not elected. And he said they, and I quote, they have weird sex lives and they're being controlled and they have alcohol problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that part? So when you have that, all it takes is one mistake, right? Before mm-hmm. they have something on you and I can exploit this and get you out of there. He was talking about how they did it with Nixon. He was talking how they did it with Kennedy. Do you vote for an FBI director? No, that's appointed. Do you vote for a CIA director? Mm-mm. Or whatever their second is or third or whatever? No, we don't vote for that. They could care less what we vote for, to be honest with you. They don't have a political affiliation. They have an affiliation to power. Whether that power is here on Earth or extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
So I know we have a radio show. I know we have a podcast, but I want people who are listening, please go listen to that. Please expand your consciousness, expand your depth of knowledge. This is something that does not come around every day. This is the biggest thing since Grush was testifying last July. And I'm not afraid to say that. It's probably not even close. This trumps whatever the Miami thing was with the aliens. Because this is our own government. This is our own government acknowledging that we did these tests. I'm going to read here a little more. Kona Blue. Now, when I say Kona Blue, that is the name of the project that this document is. Kona Blue advocates, we're convinced. So they're saying they're convinced that the United States government was hiding UAP technologies. They believed that creating this program under the Department of Homeland Security would allow all of the technology and knowledge of these alleged programs to be moved under the Kona Blue program. The program would provide a security and governing structure where it could be monitored properly by congressional oversight committees. The belief was foundational for the Kona Blue proposal based on proposal documents and several interviewees who have provided the same information to the AARO and Congress. The Oral History Initiative section of the Kona Blue was a proposal to collect data, and I quote, from already identified and calibrated list of retired, previously highly placed government, armed service, contractor, intelligence community individuals. The Oral History Project will include gathering of all information pertaining to the location of the advanced aerospace technology and biological samples, including records, files, reports, photograph, and here's the kicker, as well as physical samples.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear physical samples, I'm thinking of flesh, tissue, maybe an alive alien. Maybe, you know what I mean? I that's a physical sample. The Oral History Initiative. Now, I've heard about this one a little bit before, is because this thing has been the entire history of the United States, even including Roswell, all the way back. We don't have an appropriate database because since this was so undercover, this was so conspiracy, this was so covered up that we don't have a database. There is no Word document. There is no file. There is no anything like that that says what people said. So this oral history initiative, was going to go around. So Jenny, you were director of the Pentagon and you had these files come to you, but you couldn't put them anywhere. So they're going to come and interview you and you would tell them everything they would know. And then it would be put down on paper. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great place to start. I probably would start there if I was running the thing. You know what I mean? We need to get everything down, written down, and all of that. But that leads to one big issue. What is my motive? If I'm a retired Pentagon official and you have a deep love for this country and your fellow American, like we do, I would tell you everything that I would know, and then some. But if I was somebody who didn't have the best intentions in mind, fuck them. You know what I mean? If I had that, I'm going to tell you 10, if that, percent of the truth, and I might even fabricate some shit. So there is good and bad on either side. Now, with the trust, here's the thing. When people get to that government, we like to romanticize retiring and things like that, right? Especially in the government agency. No. They use you up until they can't use you anymore. There's a lot, and I know a lot of people that were forced into retirement because they can't get insured.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So if they can't get insured, there's going to be bad blood. Do you think you're going to get the most accurate answer? I don't think so. So I'm going to read on a little further. It is critical to note that no extraterrestrial craft or bodies were ever collected. Who would say that? This material was only assumed to exist by Kona Blue advocates and its anticipated contract with performers. What does performers mean? Because it's in quotes. This was the same assumption made by the same individuals involved with ATIP program. The SAP was never approved or stood up, and no data or material were ever transferred to DHS. Kona Blue was not reported to Congress at that time because it was never established. Therefore, it did not meet the threshold for congressional reporting. However, the Deputy Secretary of Defense provided a congressional notification concerning the program when it was identified in the spirit of transparency. Wow. So I did this for you guys. I did this for you. That's what they're saying, right? You know what I mean? I didn't have to say, but I did. I did. You have government documents talking about ATIP and talking about Kona Blue and the biologics and the files and the records and all of that, but it's not for congressional oversight, Jenny, because it was never officially a program. Doesn't that keep it in the secrecy? That keeps it in the shadows. This might be the only time you hear me rooting for the government, because it has to be on paper. What are they talking about? What are you talking about? Kona Blue, I just read from the official document how you have retired military people who know about this. You have retired government officials. You have physical samples in quotes. But we don't have to report it because we don't have to report it to Congress. It's unbelievable the depths. You know what we have here, Jenny? We have the government hiding things, like the left hand of the government hiding things from the right hand of the government. This is how deep it is.
Very.
And it is an obligation. Do I think every member of Congress, the government, is a bad person? No, I don't. But we have to acknowledge that there is a war of good and evil going on.
Oh my God, there is a war. There's a war right now. Right this minute.
Yeah. And we're too blind to see it. Well, I don't want to get that, put some blame on us. We're not able to fully see it because we're not pointed. Our eyes aren't being pointed in the correct direction. We have a lot of things going on that want to take our attention here, there, bills, rent, thing, whatever you have to, you know, whatever you do on a daily basis. But they are acknowledging these anomalous aircraft.
Yeah.
And a connection between interdimensional beings in a fight.
They're not nice. I don't think they're nice.
No, because if they were nice, they wouldn't be taking us. They wouldn't.
Well, that's because the government made an organ, you know, a treaty with them. Like, you know, you can take somebody, you can take 100,000 people or 110,000 people a year if you give me this. Like, what's his name? Chris, did Chris say about the MRIs and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, that was Chris. Yes. He mentioned about the MRIs and some MRIs, of the reverse engineering.
Yes. And even the shit they're sticking in our food, like the bioengineered food. Where is this shit coming from?
The advancements. So I believe that the first advancements that they wanted us to get our hands on, right, were of the technological variety, you know, fiber optics, aviation, computing, things of that nature, where let's see if they can handle this first type of thing, right? I think the second part of that is where they gave us sort of the nuclear, maybe they didn't give us all of like how to do it, but the jump in the right direction, right? I think they booted us along a little bit in the nuclear. And now I think they want us to ramp up AI. I think they want us to essentially kickstart technological evolution. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you do that? You need AI can't build itself yet. It can't do it yet. But if you make us able to work three shifts, not sleep, if you make us do this and being the muscle or what the machine should have been in the first place, you know, just helping us out, being the assistant to us, not us. If you can get stuff in our food to make us that way. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. us, this generation, however long it's going to take, are the test subjects until they come up with the right thing. Because if they could all feed us a paste, Jenny, a paste or a pill or something, and we take that and we don't have to eat anymore, and we can stay motivated and working for 17 hours a day with 7 hours of sleep, they would all sign mm-hmm. us up for that.
Yeah. Most likely.
So, yeah. So I think that's what's next. So circling back to your point, Jenny, I think that's what's coming up next is, you know, a lot of the things that we give for, you know, to make for like cows making more milk or getting bigger chickens so we can have more protein. Mm-hmm. We're doing those on animals to eventually see what it's going to do to us. There's going to be, and I don't know how long, and I'm not going to try to take a guess, but there's going to be a time where somebody, and I'm looking at the prison population, where they start testing on people.
Oh, they probably already started testing on people.
You're probably right. But if you start testing on us and get to the point where it's, look at IVF, you can test your baby for a wide range of diseases before it's ever put in to, you know, the mother. Mm-hmm. Now, and that's not me theorizing. That's what a friend who went through it told me. But you know what they charge them, Jenny? How what? Evil is that? They charge them to make sure you have a healthy baby. So you have these things going on all around us. You have these things that we say, oh, that's awful. And I think a part of, you know how there's physics and you have to mm-hmm. abide by physics, right, to live in this world type of thing. I think there's a spiritual principle that we have to agree with and we have to live by. Otherwise, you're ripped out of it, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's something like that. And when there's something like that, what could that be? And I think telling people, like disclosure, telling us is a part of that. But I think they have so many outlets that they can put it all the way over here and we're looking over here. You know what I mean? We're not seeing everything that is going on. That's what scares me. That's what saddens me. And, you know, we can beat the drum all we want, but how many people just don't care, Jenny? How many people just don't care about what we're talking about?
So there's a lot of people. And yeah. Let me ask you this. How many out there went to vote today in Pennsylvania, in this area, in Western Pennsylvania?
Probably. I have not. How many?
I almost forgot. And that's why I was late, because I had to go vote because I'm tired of what's going on.
Well, you know, how many people even knew too? You know, forget about that. Forget about how many people went. How many people knew?
Well, you know what? I was surprised that they didn't talk about it more today. And I don't know, maybe they figure because there's like, I know the Republicans, because they're, you know, Haley dropped out. There was just Donald Trump and her. So, yeah. But you never know. You still should, you know, something could happen. So
I gotta tread carefully, but I believe you have a right to yourself. Forget the government, forget the earth. You have a right to your own soul to choose who you want to lead.
Yeah.
I do believe that. And if you don't want to exercise that right, mm-hmm. you are pushing your power back to the middle. You're pushing it back away from you to the other side. not voting is a vote for whoever you don't want. That's the fact of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you and me were in an election and they don't, you know, I want you to vote for me, but they don't vote for me. That's a vote for you because it's someone out there who didn't vote for me. It's the same thing, vice versa. This world wants you to fall into that trap that I don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You are a bunch of atoms that looks in the mirror at a bunch of atoms every day and never forget that. Never forget that that's what you're made up of. You have a creator. You were given life. You chose this life. Just continue to do the right thing. And the right thing may be complicated. It might be hard. And it might make you lose some friends. I've lost friends. I've lost a lot of friends by my beliefs and sticking up for what I think is right. But we have to keep doing that. And we have to keep putting ourselves first. So that was my little soapbox moment. Now, one thing, Jenny, that I want to read to you is this list. Actually, before I get into that. So you see this, guys? It's spring cleaning time, and boy, do I know it. There's a product called Smart Labels. Let me tell you, your future self is going to love you for getting this. Here's how it works. You buy the Smart Labels QR code labels on Amazon and stick them on your storage bins, boxes, totes, anything that closes, and you can't see what's in there. Then you download the Smart Labels app from either the Google Play or iOS App Store, scan the QR code, and catalog all the stuff going into the bin with a name, description, and a picture. Then months down the road, when you're looking for that thing you stored somewhere, you can just search the app and it'll tell you where you put it. My summer or winter clothes? Bin 7. That purse that just came back in style? Oh look, bin 5. Seriously, people are calling it organizing magic. So if you're doing some spring cleaning, getting ready for a summer move, or just wanting to get organized, you need to check out Smart Labels on Amazon. That's Smart Labels, one word, and get started with your Smart Labels pack today. All right. You know, to be fair, Jenny, this is a great idea, the Smart Labels. I'll be honest with you.
I need it.
So organizing. But this report, Jenny, that I downloaded and I got from FOIA, which everybody can FOIA, and please, if you don't know how to do it, just Google it. Send in Freedom of Information Act requests because it's your damn tax dollars that paid for all this damn shit. So one thing that this went into all the way at the end, have you ever heard of the spy drones, Nat 750, Predator, Reaper, Dark Star, Polecat, Sentinel, or Global Hawk? So, if not, totally okay. But I'm sure you've seen file footage, stock footage on the news of like that big domed single aircraft with just huge wings and, you know, flies like 30,000 feet in the air and can hover. That all of them have a viewing range of 300,000 square miles. That's how far they can see. All of these are named. All of these are named in this report. Now, it doesn't take a rocket science to talk about reverse engineering, but you also name these craft. They just spilled the beans on what they use it for. Now, I understand we want to go fast and things like that, but I think an incredibly slow hovering machine is just as deadly than a fast going rocket. You know what I mean? Like, it might even be more deadly. But how can you be at 30,000 feet and the viewing range be 600,000 miles? It sounds like they're bending a little bit of space through the lens of the camera to see that far. 650,000 square miles, that sounds like a fucking lot. I don't know how big, you know, I don't have a reference, but what do you make of all of those aircraft being named in this report? You what?
I was just listening. Sometimes I get speechless. I don't even know what to say. It's like they name. So where are they, what are they going to do with all that? Hello, Gina. How are you?
Hey, Gina. So I think they know their population very well. Not a lot of us like to read, even though you and me are authors. We know that. we're authors, so we know that. So putting something out in PDF file, who turns out to vote the most? People probably above 45, 50, that, you know, they'll outnumber all of the people below. When you turn this out, not in a newspaper, not in a magazine, not in a book, but a PDF, they're burying it from the people that elect them in office. The people that would hold them accountable, they're burying it from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not without, you know, blame here. My generation, you turn out to the voting booth, turn out, help. When an older and younger generation work together, there's so much change that could happen. So much. And I'm not talking about, I mean, there's really three generations. You got, you know, 30 to 45, 45 to and up. And then you have the youngest, you know, 18 to 40 or 30. That's where you have, you know, we all need to come together on this. But there's so much decisiveness that they want to show in the media that makes you or me different from everyone else. It's unbelievable. We can't listen to that. Skinwalker Ranch was named in this report.
No, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, Skinwalker Ranch, not by name, but it was named in this report as a place that everything that those people had been saying, the locals who were called crazy, the people who have seen the anomalies that haven't been trusted, the people that live outside the town that talk about military flyovers and they were, no, we haven't had any of those. All of them just got proven right. If you live anywhere near Skinwalker Ranch and you're listening to me on these radio waves, the internet, wherever, please send me an email. Send Jenny an email, chasingprophecyradioshow@gmail.com. And let us know how you feel, because I will get you in touch with this report. I'll make a copy for you. I'll send it to you. But it talks about the UAP and paranormal human consciousness anomaly, which is an ungodly way to put it. But
what do they say in it? Like, how do?
I'll go right back to it. Hold on 1 second. So in the very beginning when I was on, it talked about some of the studies that were going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of different things. And that's probably just the best way I could put it right now.
Are they acknowledged? So they're acknowledging it. Are they part of the?
Yes. So let me find it right here.
Skinwalker Ranch freaks me out because we don't know. I mean, a lot of people think it's Indians, you know, spirit gods, you know.
Yeah.
Cryptics.
So here's the word for word. As discussed in section 4 of this report, while the official purpose of ATIP or AAWSAP was to conduct research into 12 areas of cutting-edge science, and I quote, the contractor team and at least one supportive government program manager also conducted UAP and paranormal research at a property owned by the private sector organization. ATIP was owned by Robert Bigelow, who owns Skinwalker Ranch. That's how that's confirmed now. So the private, now he's a billionaire. So a billionaire and a government program manager confirmed ran human consciousness anomaly tests and research and UAPs on his ranch. Whether you want to call it, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And if I'm wrong, by all means, correct me. But I believe that just confirmed that it's not Native Americans' unrest and trauma on the land. I think it confirms that there's a portal in and around Skinwalker Ranch. a portal from another dimension, whether it be hell, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever you want to call it. This is a government official declassified document, people, that just confirmed Skinwalker Ranch has had UAP and paranormal research tests on it. And they're talking about human consciousness anomalies.
Now, what would you consider a human conscious anomaly? What would you think that is?
So I think they're transporting consciousness either from dead to alive or from this realm to another realm.
Now, when I was writing my book, my third book in my series, From the Sky mm-hmm. Trilogy, my character goes to, I'm always having a hard time pronouncing. Is it what is it?
Dolce?
How do you say Dolce? Is that how you
pronounce it? Yeah,
D-U-L-C-E. Yes.
Oh, no, Dolce is Spanish. You can do Dolce for Italian, but it means the same thing. It's like sweets or snack, but Dolce.
That's how I always called it, Dolce. But it's
think
it's
of like D-U-A-L-S-A-Y, and that'll make it easier.
Now, Sherry Hinkle, she claims that she went down there and she saw this. That's who I got my research from when I did the
book. Oh, okay.
There's seven levels, and yes. In one of the levels, the Hall of Souls, when I mentioned that in my book,
mm-hmm.
And the main character finds these canisters and there's souls in there. Consciousness of people that they have these weapons that they use and they shoot you and it takes your conscious out and they put them in the canisters. Now I wrote about this, my characters, I'm giving my whole story away, but that she finds this.
It is a good story.
It is the third one's even bizarre.
It's I can't wait for the third one. Hey, before we get off, let's play your trailer.
My trailer. Let me see if I can get you the one that actually has words in it.
Just email it to yourself and throw it on there. But that's how I took human consciousness anomalies. But I have heard from mediums and NDEers about the jar of souls,
I call it canister.
The gumball machine that you crank and a soul comes out and then it gets into a body and there you go. I have heard of that one. But there's a belief that our souls are across everything under God's kingdom. And just because we don't know about planet, I don't know, blah, you know what I mean? Doesn't mean it's not there. Which is also true. Just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means you haven't heard of it. So in one life or another, some think you are traveling with your soul group into different realms. And I have had conversations with psychic mediums who will say heaven and hell are on dimensional lines.
Mm-hmm.
Not this big white place in the sky, not this inferno under the ground, but a different, you know, a different thing. So, I see you got it. Go ahead. Let's see.
Yeah. Is it full screen? I can't tell. I'm on. Can you see it?
I can see it. Yeah. Down there. Okay. So I'm going to add it. There we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Amanda
survives a tragic accident thanks to Lucien, an enigmatic being. Her newfound abilities catch the attention of a secretive government agency. Drawn to Lucien despite the danger, Samantha is unaware of his true identity. She teams up with Lucien's brothers in a daring mission to rescue him. Accused unfairly, Lucien seeks refuge on his distant homeworld. Can Samantha prove Lucien's innocence and save their forbidden love? Available now. Get your copy on Amazon and BNN. Samantha survives a tragic accident thanks to Lucien.
I got it. Oh, it's a wonderful book. Please go buy it. Great job. You are so talented. I love that story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should read the third one is really, I mean, I when I was going over it because I just got the I'm getting the print book up and I got the cover for it. And I was
just got
reading
my first author proof though.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. So my author proof came with the big old do not resell.
I know. Isn't that? I ordered one. Do you have your trailer done?
I do. Yes. So
you should play your trailer.
I will play mine. Sure. Let me go ahead. Oh, that's not it. Can you see?
Yeah. Let me see. Well, it is started from the beginning. Oops, it's going. You have to start it over. It's hard to hear it, though. Yeah.
Absorb and heal the deepest wounds of the mind. In the heart of a chilling investigation, every secret unraveled binds him closer to darkness. But as he delves into the psyche of a killer, his own demons emerge. Caught in a battle within and against an evil that seeks to exploit his powers, where the line between savior and victim blurs. Dare to heal the wounds of the mind. Healer, read it today.
Well, you're going to have to give me my copy so I can read it.
I will. Absolutely.
Yeah, seriously. You're going to have to send me an email.
No, I'm going to send you.
You got a PDF?
I could do the PDF, but actually what I was going to do was I was going to order a book and mail it to you and inscribe it for you and write it.
Oh, there. That's
a love
nice.
Letter. How about that?
Ooh, a love letter. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
She's lying, everyone. She beats them off with a stick every weekend. Don't let her lie to you.
Sure.
But as we, you know, are coming up here, I think you're right, Jenny. I think they think we're stupid.
No, they do. They really think. I mean, come on. Look what all they hid from us from all COVID and all the other things and the vaccine. And I mean, they think like, they think we're like little puppets. But you know what? We're not. Because we're smart and we've learned so many things from 2019 that, oh my God, we're not stupid anymore. They can't get away with it with us. And the funny thing is they sent us little, I don't know if they call them warnings. I mean, all those different movies that they have out and even Fallout. I don't know if so you're not a gamer.
Yeah. I do want to watch that. It was a video game when
I
was younger.
Yeah. It was a video
game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was watching, I mean, I'm not really, I don't like it that much, but
you're
like,
not apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic world type of person. I thought you'd be all into that, to be honest.
I like that kind of stuff because I go back. See, I'm a lot older than everybody out here. I remember watching Mad Max. You know what I mean? Back in the day.
Mel Gibson one, right?
Yeah.
They brought that back though for a little bit. I don't know if you remember that.
No,
Charlize
I never.
Theron and all that.
Oh no, I never. Oh wait a minute. Was that Mad Max?
Tom Hardy, Fury Road.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What was the name?
I want to say 2015 ish around there.
They didn't call it Mad Max, did they?
Mad Max Fury Road. Yeah.
Well, maybe I did see it. I remember. Yeah. Maybe I did.
Oh, Cindy, you're a spring chicken. Okay.
What'd she say? I don't see.
She said
Cindy.
Not older than me.
okay. Who's Foxy Joe?
That's one of your friends, I bet.
Foxy Joe.
No, but they really do think we're stupid. You're exactly right. They don't think we'll look into it. But you know what? One thing about technology that is good is it gives a platform to people like you and me to get out there in front of 200,000-300,000 people every week and talk about this stuff. Because if we can just change one person and educate one person, it's worth it that week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what we're trying to do. I don't want you, I'm not up here clamoring for you to believe Jenny, for you to believe me. I just want you to ask the question in life, because when you don't ask questions, you're not going to get any answers. And I don't mean that in like a poetic way, but it's just fact. You're not. So when you have AI and you have a good versus evil, and you can take consciousness out of the human and just have, when do we then become the robot? When do we just become the robot, right? You're taking the consciousness out of us. we're in a symbiotic relationship, whether you like it or not. AI needs to be strangled in its crib. And I hate for that awful visual that you have, but it might already be too late at this, because you know what they do? They evolve. We evolve along evolutionary lines, but it takes us how many thousands of years? You're telling me this thing can make the next version V2 better than V1 and V3 is better than V2 and things like that? You got to put your foot down. We can't have this. It might already be too late, but, you know, yeah. I remember the world I grew up in. I remember the world, you know, 80s, 90s and things like that. Was it perfect? No. But it's every day. It looks a lot different than what I see around me today. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. In our last couple minutes, let's play that on Tucker and Joe's.
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me just.
Yeah, here we go, guys. Stay tuned because this is a really interesting clip. Please just listen to everything they say because it's very, very good.
Yeah. And I hope this is the right one. I think it is, but let's share it and let's play it.
Oh, hold on.
In certain animals, you can measure adaptation.
Yeah.
But there's no evidence that evolution. In fact, I think we've kind of given up on the
idea. I don't think this is the right one.
Evolution is articulated by Darwin.
This is about not true. Evolution.
In what sense?
Well, okay, then go to the other one.
All life emerged from a single cell organism.
Okay.
I'll remove that. But there's multiple. I mean, man, this thing could have been broken up into half hour episodes for like a month.
Here we go.
There was so much good information here. You got it.
Tucker Carlson tells Joe Rogan that aliens are actually demons and spiritual forces.
Am I sharing it?
Recently, Tucker Carlson went on Joe Rogan's podcast and talked about a lot of things. But one thing that came up and caught my attention was the discussion about aliens.
Deeper level is what? So if they're spiritual beings, which I believe they are, it's binary. They're either, you know, you're on team good or team bad. You can assign any name to it you want. But like, what are these things? The core idea does not differ, never has differed from caves until now, that we're being acted on by spiritual forces. That battle, that unseen battle around us, that spiritual battle has like been the basis of every society, of every religion, not just Christianity.
So Tucker Carlson is probably one of the first people in the mainstream media to say what aliens actually are, and that's demons. And he spells it out for Joe really simply. Let's look at Ephesians 6:12, which says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces, against principalities and powers that sit in heavenly places." So the Bible is in line and in step with what we would expect to see. And the whole conflict throughout the entire Bible is what? Angels and God versus Satan and his demons. In the book of Revelation, we see that there was a war in heaven and that Michael cast out the dragon, but the dragon's tail drew a third of the stars, which were his angels. So we see this great controversy established at the very beginning of Earth's history, good versus evil. Now, what's interesting to me is not only this perspective that Tucker is offering, but the fact that this was also predicted by several other people prior to now. Most distinctly, someone in 1982 named Roger Monroe came out and went from the occult and just.
Okay.
I'll move that. But no, what he said, you know, there's a lot of merit there. There is. Spiritual beings acted out on forces. Could aliens be a physical manifestation of demons? Well, I'm certainly not one to tell you yes or no on that. But what I have thought is what they bring to you is a sense of fear more often than not, isn't it? Abduction is a bad word. It's what is said when people are taken up and done experiments on. Now, if that were to be true, why does a demon have to do that? And I understand. I completely understand people's thought and people's not really believe in all of it, but I'm just happy you're making up your own opinion and not taking anybody's opinion else. You know what I mean? I just want somebody to think. And that's why I love having this audience.
Me too. Well, we're coming down to the wire. So everybody, make sure you have a great weekend coming up. Enjoy the rest of the week. I hope it's a good one for you. You doing anything special this weekend, Tom?
Not at all. I'm going to be taking it easy. I'm going to be reading. I'm going to be doing a lot of writing as well. So you know, just connecting and sharing the message. That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's all we can do. We have a couple more minutes. Not even. We have like 57. We don't want to get in trouble. Yeah. Well, sorry about for being late, guys. Next week I'll be on time. I had to go vote. I had a lot of crazy stuff going on today. I got the pool guys coming here, broken Peter, a lot of broken equipment I have to get fixed, a lot of things going on, but hopefully next week will be a little calmer, a little bit
yeah.
calmer.
Hopefully.